first thing was that they had to do was the feasibility study. And, you know, all the members had to go around, walking around the streets, knocking on doors. A list of addresses had been given to us from the council. And I think they chose every third or every fourth house in a street. And every street was covered, wasn't it, in Cambridge. And I think we'll set them this task, I think they thought it would be, they won't do it, you know. And we did it. We covered all the streets that they had asked for. And it was given to the council, and this is the one that you saw with the reaction to the officers, had their reaction to it, which was very negative. And so we had to do all that and get it done. And then they thought, the council thought, my goodness, we've got to do something else now. And I think the councillors were thinking, what they're saying is good, you know, could be good for the city. So the councillors were supportive. So the officers then said, in their reaction to it, they wrote, well, you're asking for too much. It's over budget. You can't afford all this, and loads of negatives, which we then rose to the challenge, and decided, okay, we'll set up a few committees, and
it was a very sort of paternalistic time then in the council, that they had all these agendas that we weren't supposed to know about, the road plans for Cambridge and about their own plans for the corn exchange, and it was very controlled, the city council. Nothing about the individuals, but that was just the time, that's the moment in history that the council was an authority. And so these people coming out of nowhere saying let's do it differently was really hard for the officers to take. And the councillors got themselves trapped, really, because they began to be interested, and then they began to see that there was public interest, and if they were supposed to be representing the public, and if we literally were giving them feedback from one in three households, what else could they do but start to come on board? And there was lots of wrangling between the officers and the councillors, and the councillors would actually tell us that off the record, that, you know, I might agree with you, but there's no point.